Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. Always a delight to talk to Mike Florio, and he joins us now on the Aturo Tire Hotline. Aturo, your hometown tire, aturo.com. Michael, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing great. How are you?
We live the dream, and we are trying to follow what's happening all over the league and monitor everyone and where they're at. But we really care most about what's going on with Caleb Williams. And we saw him recently at an event. And it's just kind of, it's fun to monitor and to hope that things are going to work out. But who knows? No one is really certain yet as to what is going to happen before the Bears veterans report on July 22nd.
Expectations are high like they were last year. The difference between last year and this year, there is an offensive expert who is the head coach of the team. Makes it more likely things will go well. Makes it less likely if things go well, the offensive expert will be gone. That was my big concern last year with Matt Eberflus as the head coach. Hey, if this works, Shane Waldron ends up becoming a head coach and you have to find a new offensive coordinator. Well, it didn't work. So now you need a new coordinator and a new coach. Enter Ben Johnson. But as one of them said, I assume it was Caleb Williams, one of my other people handled it. That's what he said at the Fanatics Fest recently. The idea is we're both going to be here for a long time. Drew Brees, Sean Payton should be the ideal. Bring two guys together, fuse them at the hip, and keep them in place for 15 years. That's how you build a team that doesn't necessarily win one or more Super Bowls, but that is a contender every single year. And you can't kick the door in if you're not on the front porch. The Bears have to get on the front porch, and the belief is Johnson and Williams together will get them there.
Caleb also on that stage said that Packers fans suck, and he was even more profane later the weekend at a concert where he was chanting and had some fun at the Packers fans' expense. It's one thing for Ben Johnson to call up Matt LaFleur, but can a young quarterback talk too much in the offseason?
I don't know. I mean, look, it adds pressure when it's time to go perform. I think fans like to see when players don't like the rivals as much as the fans don't. I think that's one of the things we've lost in the last 30 years with true free agency back in the 70s and the 80s and into the early 90s. Teams never changed, and the animosity just grew and grew every year. The two games between the Bears and the Packers, the two games between the Bears and the Vikings, the two games between the Bears and the Lions. It never went away. Now that gets smoothed over, so it's kind of fun. It introduces a little pro wrestling into it. It's no different than Aaron Rodgers saying, I own you, to the Bears fans. It just makes it fun, and it lets the fans suspend disbelief that it's not one big business and that the players aren't nearly as invested in their teams as the fans are.
Yeah, I get that. I find it kind of fun that the Bears are talking so much trash, including the head coach.
Yeah, yeah. And writing some checks. We don't know what's in the account, but they're writing some checks.
That's true. And you mentioned Aaron Rodgers. He had accomplished quite a bit before he declared his ownership of the Bears.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. He had the paperwork. He was not trespassing. He actually did have the pink slip to go along with it. But again, it does make it fun. I mean, so much of the stuff that players and coaches say is cliched, repetitive crap. I like it when somebody steps out of the boundaries that they usually stay within. The Bill Belichick don't say anything. You know, the players who have consistently followed that approach over the years, don't say anything, don't say anything, don't say anything. I kind of like it when they say something. Now, the problem is, you know, if the Packers blow out the Bears twice this year, they don't say as much next year.
It'll come back. It definitely will come back.
Mike, is there any one quarterback battle that interests you over others? It feels like all the teams that are battling have quarterback battles. There's none of them are really compelling. It's more like going to be who loses the battle, not who wins it.
Well, the Browns situation is the most compelling to me because it's almost as if Cleveland tries to come up with new and innovative ways to be dysfunctional. So let's have four quarterbacks. Let's take all four quarterbacks to training camp. Let's acknowledge that at least one of them is going to be woefully unprepared to run this offense because there's only so many reps to go around. I think they're trying to clumsily set up a potential trade for Kenny Pickett by making it look like they'll keep four quarterbacks on the 53-man roster all year long. Who keeps four quarterbacks? Most teams keep two. Four quarterbacks on the 53-man roster, robbing Peter to pay Paul just to advance this ruse of, maybe we won't trade this guy, trying to get a little bit more. I think that the smart play is trade Kenny Pickett, get whatever you can before training camp opens, go forward with Flacco and the two rookies, let the two rookies battle it out to see which one's the most likely to emerge as the guy who can perform at a high level, if either, and Flacco is the fail-safe in the event that neither of them can really step up. But I just feel like wherever there's a decision point for the Browns, they're going to make the wrong decision because that's basically what they've done the last 10 years.
Great stuff, Mike. Thank you, buddy. Great catching up.
Thanks, Mike.
See you guys.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.